God Has Chosen Us, March 18. God seeks and calls us. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. As we read the Word of God, how plain it appears that his people are to be peculiar and distinct from the unbelieving world around them. Our position is interesting and fearful, living in the last days. How important that we imitate the example of Christ, and walk even as he walked. The opinions and wisdom of men must not guide or govern us. They always lead away from the cross. The servants of Christ have neither their home nor their treasure here. Would that all of them could understand that it is only because the Lord reigns that we are even permitted to dwell in peace and safety among our enemies. It is not our privilege to claim special favors of the world. We must consent to be poor and despised among men, until the warfare is finished and the victory won. The members of Christ are called to come out and be separate from the friendship and spirit of the world. Their strength and power consists in being chosen and accepted of God. Even as Christ was in the world, so are his followers. They are the sons of God, and joint heirs with Christ, and the kingdom and dominion belong to them. The world understand not their character and holy calling, they perceive not their adoption into the family of God. Their union and fellowship with the Father and Son is not manifest, and while the world behold their humiliation and reproach, it does not appear what they are, or what they shall be. They are strangers. The world know them not, and appreciate not the motives which actuate them.